Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Welcome to Arizona Good Business Radio, featuring leaders in the Arizona business community working to build a lasting impact throughout our state through doing good business. I'm your host, Thomas Barr, the Vice President of Business Development at Local First Arizona. We are a statewide organization advocating for and celebrating locally owned businesses. We are the largest local business coalition in North America, providing resources to over 3,000 small businesses and raising awareness of the benefits of building a strong local economy. I am very excited today to be hosting the Senior Vice President and Chief Marketing Officer at True West Credit Union, Jennifer Kimmel. Welcome to the show today.
Thank you so much. I'm really excited to be here.
Jennifer, you've been with True West for a long time.
I have. I started when I was like 5.
No way.
Yes.
So you're like only 15 years old.
Basically.
But 15 years, that's quite a time for, I guess, this day and age, right? People only kind of expect you to stay places, I guess, under a decade. But I'd say back in the day, that was pretty regular to be somewhere that long. But what has it been like being with the credit union, working there? What's the environment been like for you?
Great question, and thank you so much. Before True West, I, much like many others, did have a few other positions at other financial institutions. But then landing at True West, I just knew I was home. I knew I was home because the credit union was so invested in developing me as a professional. Mm-hmm. And it's clear in everything that they do for their employees that employees are number one at True West. And I feel so privileged to work in an environment like that. And I am honored to be a leader now in an organization that prioritizes our employees above all else. And our employees are really the power that runs our credit union and allows us to be the strong financial institution that we are.
That's awesome. And so for those unfamiliar with the organization, tell us a little bit about True West and what you do.
Yeah, True West Credit Union has got a pretty cool history. We started in 1952 as Motorola Employees Credit Union.
And oh, really?
Some of you may remember Motorola as such a huge employer in the Valley back in 1952. And things change. Mm-hmm. They always do. And Motorola became less of a huge employer in the Valley. And the credit union had to make a pivotal decision to either transition perhaps down with a shrinking footprint with Motorola, or we had to stand on our own. And of course, that's the decision the credit union made. And we became True West Credit Union, a proud service member of the Arizona metropolitan area, and so happy to have 13 branches between Arizona and actually Austin.
Oh, cool.
So we're really proud to have offices in both of our locations where we started as an institution.
Yeah. What a cool other city to have branches in that you get to go to, I bet, every once in a while, maybe.
Austin's incredible. We have 4 branches in Austin, and it's a great city.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, you know, at Local First, we're always talking about, you know, the importance of where you're depositing your money and who you do business with as a person, right? And how, you know, there's such an impact that's had when you not only personally walk into a credit union like True West and, you know, get to meet people that are on the ground in the community right where you live, but also, you know, the investment that your institution actually has in the community is substantial and goes a lot further than what a lot of these larger out-of-state financial institutions usually do. What are some of the initiatives or programs or investments that True West has partaken in over the years since you've been there?
Yeah, one of the huge benefit of being so locally connected to our community is that we have the opportunity to pivot and really respond to areas of need in our community. And in recent years, we've partnered with MCC, Mesa Community College, and are very proud sponsors of their first year experience program, helping students have a positive and successful transition into their first year at college.
Wow.
Something we're tremendously passionate about, and specifically supporting the program, of course, in addition to sponsoring with some dollars, we do have a curriculum that we support as part of their key coursework.
Cool.
Financial literacy for those first year college students and making sure that they have some financial basic awareness to navigate the waters in college. some of us may recall our first years in college where you would go through orientation and there would be rows of credit card vendors and they were just handing out credit cards like lottery tickets. Yeah. And some of us fell into get that credit card and spend it as a magic spending card. And we're still paying off those debts today. Well, we want to take a different approach and we really want to work with students to understand what does it mean when you get a credit card and what is the impact on your financial well-being when you use a credit card, but you maybe don't pay it off in the first month and then you keep spending and it keeps growing. We really want to arm our students and really our consumers with the awareness to make financially strong decisions so that ultimately they become savvy and strong consumers as they navigate the various levels and the evolution of their financial footprint.
Right. That's incredible. I remember being a freshman in college and gosh, must have been our first weekend. And I remember that it wasn't actually a row of credit cards, but it was come get a free pizza and just give us your information and get a credit card and get a free pizza. And I remember looking back at that a few years later, like, oh my gosh, like what a scam, right? Like, but it's so good to know that there's intentionality from our local credit unions like True West who are actually caring about the health and well-being, the financial well-being of students. That's an incredible program. How many students are participating or have gone through or what's going on? What are some of the progress updates there?
Yeah, the numbers change every year based upon the number of applicants to Mesa Community College. So they're up and running now with a current cohort and we'll be accepting applications for next year.
Cool. That's exciting. Mm-hmm. That's really cool. We've heard the term credit union. We've been saying the term financial institution. Usually when people think about where they put their money, they call it banking, right? Mm-hmm. What really is the difference from your perspective of a credit union and in particular, obviously True West and maybe a bank or the traditional bank that, you know, we see on lots of corners throughout Greater Phoenix?
A really great question. And in my professional history, I've actually worked at a bank. And I'll never forget this story as long as I live. I remember one of the first days in new hire training at said bank. And the trainer walked in and said, welcome to the bank. We're here to make money. Mm. And if we're not making money, then we're not interested. Mm. I also remember my first few days at True West Credit Union. They said, welcome to the credit union. We're here to serve our members. Mm. And from there, everything was member first. What's the best need for our member? And I think at our core values, that's one of the key differentiators between a bank and a credit union. Credit unions are in business to serve. Mm-hmm. We're in the business to serve our members, the members' needs first. That drives every decision we make, any new product we launch, rates we set, education we put out, content we support.
Yeah.
If you want to go a true definition between a bank and a credit unions are not for profit, meaning any income that we generate, we actually have to reinvest that back into our organization. And that's how credit unions typically offer much lower loan rates, higher deposit rates, much lower fees.
Sure.
Banks, they have to generate profits because their stockholders, their shareholders, they want a return on that investment. And so banks are in business to generate income so that they can pay their investors back.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. And obviously in Arizona, there's very few community banks or local banks, as we would call them, the traditional bank that we tend to see are the larger ones. I know that even just the top three control about 70% of our deposits in Arizona. Mm-hmm. So that's why we're so excited to be working with you and have you here today to raise awareness about this issue and these types of things. I personally have, you know, had the experience with working with credit unions that what you're speaking to, you know, serving members, it's not only a function of your organization, but it's a mindset, right? That's really what we talk about on the show is doing good business, right? And focusing on people and creating relationships. Mm-hmm. And I even, you know, meeting you for the first time today can really feel that presence through True West.
Thank you. Yeah. That's very kind.
Absolutely. So tell me a little bit about, you mentioned earlier how the organization invests in its employees, has a really strong culture. What are some of the things that you guys do at True West?
Oh gosh, where to start? You know, our employees, like I mentioned early on, our employees are first and foremost in everything that we do. when the pandemic really took hold of us, we were very fast to send our corporate employees home and get everybody out of the building. We wanted our employees to stay safe. We wanted them to be able to serve the needs of their family first, because when they could take care of their needs at home, they could then remain focused and engage professionals. During the beginning and the hardest points of the pandemic, I heard stories of executives driving supplies around the valley to employees that were short on baby formula, basic needs, food, and making door drop deliveries at employees' homes so that their families had the essentials to stay healthy and to stay happy. It's just one of the small things that I think make a tremendous difference. Throughout the pandemic, while everyone was working at home so diligently, the credit union was sending boxes of gifts and food and thank you notes to our employees, just thanking them for continuing to stay connected to the credit union, which is hard virtually and something that we jumped into so fast and has worked out so well. We've been able to stay so engaged as a credit union, even working remotely. And I think it's because we've been able to stay so connected virtually with various team builders, cards, thank you notes, and random acts of kindness, if you will.
Yeah.
We do develop within our talent. We call it our bench strength. We're always looking, and a passion of mine is the next generation of leaders at the credit union. I'm always looking for, where is that next spark going to come from? And let's hook them up with an experienced leader or a mentor so that that individual has someone to guide them and so that they can become our next level executive, our next vice president, the next branch manager. We're always looking within for those individuals that have a growth, an upward growth trajectory. We want to invest in them through mentorship programs. Our employee development training has a variety of tracks available, manager trainings, leader trainings, so that people can take a bite of a different position without necessarily making a full commitment. So we want employees to be in a position that makes them happy. And so anything that we can do to get them to their goal, we're interested in doing. And we are at our core foundation. It's important for us to do that.
What a difference. I see so many stories of young people out there just trying to be seen, right, in their at their employers and frustrated and jumping around a lot, right? I think that's where some of it comes from, is a little bit of, you know, needing to wait it out and build relationships a little bit within companies, but also there's, you don't see so much the nurturing that happens. I've always believed that you can coach and train good people as long as they're open and willing for it. And so it's great to hear that you guys are investing in your own people.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with more with what you just said. As a professional, when I see that spark and you see that the light in somebody's eye, that they light up with passion about a specific topic, you know you've got something. And it's our job as leaders is to harness that and to really to give opportunity for the employee to build the light into a fire, into a passion, and to ignite it and just make the organization stronger.
That's great. That's really great. So how many people work at the credit union?
We have 260 employees.
Okay. Wow.
Big, but small.
Yeah.
It's a great size. We can still know, I know people when you walk around the hallway, pick up the phone. So I do love that about us, that we know each other.
Yeah. It's the level that it's like, you're still small, right, or medium sized, whatever you would call it, which gives you that personal touch. But you also are large enough to be competitive with rates, I'm sure, and offer products and services that you could get at any of the other larger institutions too. So that gives you a really competitive advantage, I'm sure.
Yeah. A couple of years ago, we were able to pivot our checking accounts, and we actually revised all of our checking accounts and came out with two new, I'd like to say, industry-leading checking accounts, one of which pays 3% interest on your balance. 3% in this rate.
Right.
It's crazy money, but it's the right thing to do.
Cool.
And it shows our investment back into our membership. And if members are, maybe they're not a big saver at this point in their life, but they're busy with that debit card, I'm thinking my college students out there that are living on that debit card. Maybe they're not saving a ton in the checking account. We have a cash back account that pays 10%, or excuse me, 10 cents on every transaction in that checking account. So a great way for them to maybe get some free Starbucks by using their TrueWest debit card.
Cool. Very cool. you mentioned, you know, through the pandemic, your organization has really kind of, you know, really internalized its efforts to make sure you're taking care of your employees. But what is kind of, you know, 18 months through the pandemic, obviously, everyone's kind of had to figure out what the next steps are for your business or your organization or what you're doing. What does moving into the rest of 2021, into 2022 and beyond look like for True West?
Yeah, we just went through a series of discussions with every department within the credit union, future work experience group discussions. And those discussions allowed our employees to voice what is the best way for them to work and remain engaged and productive in their position as we move forward 18 months, 2 years down the road, and even beyond that. And so what we did is we gathered up all of the feedback so that we could really come back to our employees and commit to what the future of work looks like for them. Mm. Maybe our contact center, a team that is handling 20,000 phone calls a month. Mm. Maybe they don't need to be back in the office because they're comfortable at home in their sweatpants and their slippers, but they're still taking the best care of our members.
Sure.
Why disrupt that?
Right.
Why not honor that? And why not let the employees be really happy in what they're doing and how they're doing it when it's working? And so what we did is we gathered up all of the information and the feedback from our employees and then came back and committed as an organization to this is the future of work for your position in this department so that employees could make plans like childcare, maybe signing up for a gym class at a certain time that they're not commuting every single day. So it really allowed our employees to cement life plans based upon what their work life is going to look like.
Wow.
And ultimately, one of the foundations in making any decisions for work at True West is flexibility.
Sure.
Flexibility so that everyone can be successful. There's really no reason that it has to be done a certain way when our employees have proved tremendously well that they were able to function and they were able to perform their job extremely well given the pandemic environment and all of the fast changes they had to navigate.
And how are you navigating that from a leadership perspective? Everything from your operations to your communication is changing in real time. How are you as leadership at True West kind of dealing with all of that?
The senior leadership team, we've pivoted most recently and we get together in person 2 days a week so that we can continue to stay connected and have those high level conversations in person. And then we're also working virtually as well. Mm. Beyond that, the credit union works to produce content virtually so that our employees can hear messages from our key leaders. Our CEO, he does a monthly video talking about big things at the credit union and, sure. and exciting news he wants to share. And it's an opportunity for the employees to see him and hear him and feel his passion for the work that we're doing. So we're always encouraging internal connectivity through video, through Teams. I've even heard stories of teams doing virtual escape rooms and really just having fun with it and embracing this environment of hybrid and virtual. And just at the end of the day, as long as we stay connected under the mission and vision of the credit union, I think we're doing a great job.
That's fantastic. That's awesome. So I wanted to ask a little bit about, in general, the landscape of people's relationships with their financial institution. Over the last year or so, you know, from lots of different perspectives, I've seen from the outside and kind of on the inside too, people and businesses and just kind of your everyday kind of average person waking up to a lot of different things. And one of those things is their relationship with where they put their money. You know, I remember seeing the headlines last year when, there were a few franchises and larger companies, you know, receiving PPP loans over a lot of the small businesses. And, you know, when people needed help and support as families, were they just a number with the large institution they've been depositing all their money with, or were they really taken care of and maybe even received a phone call from their local credit union that they were working with? How do you see those dynamics playing out as we progress forward past the pandemic and into whatever the future holds for us? How do you see that playing out?
Yeah, consumers are flooded with more information than I think they've ever had access to. And the financial space is flooded with content and opinions. And I think the credit unions, we stay focused at the local level. we stay focused on the consumer as a human, not a number. I think a little bit back to when the pandemic was at the peak in Arizona and True West, we were modifying loans, we were delaying payments, we were extending loan payments, extending the term of the loan so that our members didn't have to worry about that loan payment, that they could just focus on the health and wellness of their families. Mm-hmm. Since we came back, I think we're at 98% of the loans that we modified came back to paying as originally agreed. So we saw through the data that our members, they really rebounded from the pandemic. And as far as what does the future look like for credit unions and really in the financial space, you made me think of a story I just heard. I was actually in a branch on last Friday talking with some members for I Love My Credit Union Day. This one member came into the branch and I asked him about how long he'd been a credit union member. And he said he had been a credit union member since he was 2, but he didn't know about it till he was 9 years old. And he's like, it's a really good story. Do you want me to tell you? And I was like, well, of course, I'm completely hooked at this point.
Yeah,
I have to understand. And so if just bear with me, I'll shorten it up. But him and his friend were riding their bikes in the alley of their neighborhood and came across a trash can of pennies. Nobody was around. They were in the trash. So the boys took the pennies home. The pennies were spread out on the floor, counted up. There was $70. The members' parents sent the boys back to the house where they found the pile of pennies, knocked on the door, and the person that opened the door said, yep, I didn't want to deal with the pennies. They're your pennies. You can do whatever you like with them. And so the boys go back to the house. They roll up all the pennies, $35 each boy. Our member now looks at his parents and says, well, I need to take this to the bank to deposit it. And his parents say, well, great news. You have a credit union account. And he goes to the credit union and he makes his very first deposit with $35 in rolled pennies and has been a member ever since.
That's awesome.
Those are the types of stories that are the foundation of credit unions.
Yeah.
And we're working hard to stay connected with our community so that those stories don't go away, that we can keep those stories going because they're the human side of banking.
That's so beautiful. Well, thank you so much for what you're doing as a leader in the community, what True West is doing to give back. We are just really appreciative to have you as a partner of Local First and here today and thankful for all that you guys are doing in the community. So thank you so much.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Thank you for the time to talk with you. It was so much fun.
Absolutely. Well, we hope that you listening today were inspired, engaging with a leader working to leave a legacy here in Arizona through doing good business. We'd like to thank our sponsor, Phoenix Business Radio X, for hosting us and all of our legacy partners at Local First, including True West Credit Union. This is Thomas Barr from Local First AZ, reminding you that if we want to build a better Arizona, we need to connect deeply with the local businesses that make us proud to call this place our home.